一、听力测试。一、录音中有五个句子，每个句子听两遍，然后从每小题 A、B、C 中选出能做出适当反应的答语。
1. Which wonder of the world would you like to visit? Which wonder of the world would you like to visit?
2. I'm going to take a vacation tomorrow. I'm going to take a vacation tomorrow.
3. Sorry, sir, you mustn't take photos here. Sorry, sir, you mustn't take photos here.
4. He is one of the world's greatest scientists. He is one of the world's greatest scientists.
5. I failed my maths exam today. I failed my maths exam today.
二，录音中有三个句子，每个句子对应一幅图片，每个句子听两遍，然后选择与句子内容相对应的图片。
6. Jack has to go on business for a couple of weeks. Jack has to go on business for a couple of weeks.
7. Tony has worked for 20 hours to treat the sick. Tony has worked for 20 hours to treat the sick.
8. Mike likes visiting the Science Museum to learn about history. Mike likes visiting the Science Museum to learn about history.
3. 录音中有五组对话，听对话两遍后，从每小题 A、B、C 中选出能回答所给问题的正确答案。
9. Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the Science Exhibition Hall?
Sure. We are now on the second floor. Go upstairs and you will find the Science Exhibition Hall. By the way, there is a map on the first floor that can help you get more information.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the Science Exhibition Hall?
Sure. We are now on the second floor. Go upstairs and you will find the Science Exhibition Hall. By the way, there is a map on the first floor that can help you get more information.
We are late. The concert has already been on for 15 minutes.
Really? Oh, it's 8:15 now.
We are late. The concert has already been on for 15 minutes.
Really? Oh, it's 8:15 now.
11. What do you plan to do during the coming holiday?
I'm excited to have 2 weeks off, but I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll spend 3 days in the library preparing for an exam.
What do you plan to do during the coming holiday?
I'm excited to have 2 weeks off, but I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll spend 3 days in the library preparing for an exam.
I'm sorry I can't give back your book now. I have left it at home. I'll bring it to school tomorrow.
No problem. You can keep it all this week, but do not lose it.
I'm sorry I can't give back your book now. I have left it at home. I'll bring it to school tomorrow.
No problem. You can keep it all this week, but do not lose it.
I'll get a ticket for the concert.
I heard that there was standing room only.
I'll get a ticket for the concert.
I heard that there was standing room only.
A、B、C 中选出能回答所给问题的正确答案。
Hi, Alex.It is said that your uncle has already had several inventions.
Yes, that's true. He had his first invention 20 years ago. At that time, he was only 15.
Really? What was it used for?
Cutting grass. Later, he had some other inventions. They were used for cutting up meat or watering vegetables.
I see.Where does your uncle work now? In Hangzhou or Guangzhou?
Neither. He works in Shenzhen. By the way, I will go there to visit him with my parents next week.
Hi, Alex. It is said that your uncle has already had several inventions.
Yes, that's true. He had his first invention 20 years ago.At that time, he was only 15.
Really? What was it used for?
Cutting grass. Later, he had some other inventions. They were used for cutting up meat or watering vegetables.
I see. Where does your uncle work now? In Hangzhou or Guangzhou?
Neither. He works in Shenzhen. By the way,I will go there to visit him with my parents next week.
录音中有三小段独白。听独白两遍后，根据独白内容将信息配对。
18. Lee has just got the only chance in these 2 years to study abroad, and the school will pay for the trip. He is really excited.Lee has just got the only chance in these 2 years to study abroad, and the school will pay for the trip. He is really excited.
Jack will meet his friends at the airport and spend the holiday together. Jack will meet his friends at the airport and spend the holiday together.
Mark hurt his knee while doing sports. The doctor suggested he stay in bed for 2 weeks.
David is a 22-year-old student from America. When he was young, one of his dreams was to visit the British Museum. On April 28th, his dream came true. On that day, he paid a visit to the British Museum with three of his Canadian friends. They got to the museum by underground at 10 o'clock in the morning. They first went to the Department of Asia and stayed there until 12 o'clock. After a short rest, they went to the Department of Africa. They learned a lot about the history of ancient Egypt. They didn't leave the museum until 5:30. David is a 22-year-old student from America. When he was young, one of his dreams was to visit the British Museum. On April 28th, his dream came true. On that day, he paid a visit to the British Museum with three of his Canadian friends. They got to the museum by underground at 10 o'clock in the morning. They first went to the Department of Asia and stayed there until 12 o'clock. After a short rest, they went to the Department of Africa. They learned a lot about the history of ancient Egypt. They didn't leave the museum until 5:30.